Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
This is the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Thank you for tuning into the program. Tim Estes and Bree Reyes are investor coaches and certified financial planners at Estes Financial Services here in the Metroplex in the office in Fort Worth. You can find them at estesfinancial.net as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Tim was a former Navy fighter pilot for about 20 years and also flew for American Airlines. And of course, that's why we're here with the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Joining me today, however, is Bree Reyes. Bree, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear that. Been doing better since the last time we talked. I know you've been on the mend lately, so hope that you're continuing the trend.
I am so far. So far, so good.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, let me ask you a question. You've been feeling, you know, a little under the weather off and on here and there, but do you still manage to get out and go to the grocery store?
Unfortunately, yes.
It's one of those tasks that we kind of can't get away from sometimes, right? It always sneaks up on us. But I thought what we could do, if you're feeling up to it, is maybe we could go shopping, you and I, at the retirement grocery store. Have a little fun with that.
This sounds better for me than the actual grocery store.
There you go. Well, you probably have a specific routine, right? So when you go to the grocery store, like my wife, she'll go, like, she heads a certain direction, goes up and down certain aisles in a certain way. And so everybody's a little bit different. Or are you kind of a wing it kind of person?
I am definitely a go down certain aisles. In fact, I was raised this way because we used to grocery shop on base.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, Tim was military. And my mom actually got in trouble on one of the bases for going against the grain or not following the arrows in the aisle and got in serious trouble on a base out in California. So I learned from watching mom and getting in trouble there that you follow the grain.
Well, that's hysterical. I have to tell my wife that she was raised military as well, so I'm sure she can relate. It's probably why she does it as well. So, well, let's discuss how retirement could be a lot like shopping for groceries here on the podcast. And we'll try not to get too hungry while we're doing this. But the first step is, and this is always a good idea, is know what you need, because otherwise, you know, you're going to go and just start grabbing everything.
Exactly. I am a big fan of know what you need. And the caveat, don't go to the grocery store when you are hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why is if you don't know what you need, this happens occasionally with my husband, Joaquin, when I don't give him a list and he just goes, he gets a bunch of fun ingredients, but they don't actually make anything. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, you bought a bunch of stuff and like you go, this makes nothing.
This doesn't at all go together. So when we're looking at the retirement grocery store, we want to make sure we're getting what you need and we're not grabbing a bunch of stuff you don't.
And it's a very guy way of shopping. At least, you know, I'll say that for myself. Like I would probably go to the store and come back with like a lobster and like brown sugar oatmeal. They wouldn't go together.
And Triscuits.
And Triscuits. Yeah. There you go.
I can't make anything out of those things. The lobster I can do a lot with if you brought butter, but not brown sugar oatmeal. So what we're looking at is we want to make sure that people aren't buying unnecessarily needed life insurance, making sure they do have long-term care or a hedge against rising long-term care costs. Want to make sure they have some income if they need income. Do they need growth? And most of the time, it's not just one of those things I mentioned. It's a little bit of everything. And so that's when we need to sit down and maybe go through a plan and see where you are and make sure we know what you need and then go get the things you need and don't buy the Oreos with the Red Hot flavor or whatever.
Random
Oreo flavors. Oh, they sound terrible. They taste wonderful.
Oh, interesting.
So you aren't buying the random Oreos that, you know, sound terrible but taste wonderful because you were hungry.
Or like the Lay's trend right now where they're making all these crazy potato chip flavors.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like biscuits and gravy, potato chips, and just weird things. And you go, what? What are they thinking?
What you need. Don't go to the grocery store like a hungry 16-year-old boy.
There you go. Very good. Well, it's kind of like when the way our grandmothers or moms cooked, you know, sometimes some of the best part is when they were just a pinch of this and a pinch of that. Definitely with your retirement plan, that's certainly a good idea because you want a little bit of all those puzzle pieces to work together within the plan. Well, we're talking about the financial grocery store, or the retirement grocery store, here on the Financial Flight Plan podcast with Bree Reyes. So then, okay, you mentioned like not grabbing things. You come home and you got a bunch of stuff that doesn't really work. So then you want to make sure that everything fits together so that you can, you know, make a nice balanced meal, right?
Exactly. You don't want to grab a giant block of cheese and a pineapple and cookies. I mean, granted, that sounds like a fabulous meal to me. I'm not quite sure how. I can't teach my son healthy eating if that's all I'm buying at the grocery store. So right. We want to make sure everything kind of fits together. And also, you know, you want to make sure that you're not doing the thing that I do at the actual grocery store, where you're not checking to see which spices you need. So then you buy the fourth sea salt right. Because you swore you were out of sea salt and you instead have enough sea salt to feed the U.S. Army if they needed to come over. So make sure, we want to make sure your not only your retirement plan, but your estate plan and how we're planning to pay for tax and how we're all of those things. We want to make sure everything in your financial life and your portfolio fit together. And then we want to look at your portfolio itself and make sure that it is diversified and you have different asset classes that fit together to get you the most optimal portfolio, the best return we can for the amount of risk that you are comfortable taking. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, if everything is, you know, I don't know, an aggressive growth, you know, for example, or everything is in, you know, too safe and you're not keeping up with inflation, so on and so forth. So you want to make sure that it all kind of all those tools come together to accomplish the job or make that, you know, well-balanced meal, if you want to keep with the analogy. And that way you've got a good, strong retirement plan. Makes a lot of sense. And that's what we're talking about here on the Financial Flight Plan podcast. If you need help with that, if you need help cooking that right financial meal, Tim and Bree are certainly great resources to tap into here in the Metroplex. Find them online at estesfinancial.net, Facebook or Twitter, or come in and just have a conversation. Give them a call and come in and sit down and talk about what's going on. Maybe readdress some of these situations. 817-444-8402. So you should know also then, once you've got everything, you ought to need to know what you're paying. Like, don't get to the carried away, or you fill up the cart so much, or you buy a bunch of extraneous stuff that you don't really need, and then you get up to the checkout and you're like, wow, this is too much.
This can happen to you very easily at Central Market or Whole Foods or one of the, you know, when you're buying organic, it costs a lot
Trader
more.
Joe's.
Trader Joe's, exactly. And so you've got to make sure, you got to kind of keep an eye on the prices. I'm not saying you have to take a calculator, although I have seen this, and add everything up, but it's a good idea to kind of have an idea of a running total of how much you're spending, just so it's not surprising you when you get to the checkout. The other thing that I've been doing with Nate a lot, now granted he's a baby, so this is not making sense, but as we go through the grocery store, I tell him how much things cost and then I add it up together. So when you're buying, how this relates to the retirement or financial grocery store is, as you're putting a portfolio together, we want to make sure in your all the different financial products, we want to know what you own. And instead of just grabbing random financial products off the shelf, random life insurance policy, for example, we want to understand what it is and what it's costing you and why you have it. Not just, I bought this a million years ago because of why.
Right. No, it makes sense. I saw a story not too long ago about a gentleman who had, I guess he came in and talked with an advisor, and they were, you know, doing his case profile and everything, and they saw he had like 60 mutual funds, and which is a ton. And then so many of them were overlapping. So it's kind of the same thing. Like, you're just grabbing someone was just selling him these financial products, and he probably had Coke 60 different times in there, and GM and so on and so forth, right?
Exactly. I see this all the time. I saw this a lot with people who bought a lot of mutual funds from one specific mutual fund company. And it turns out their income fund and their growth fund were made up of 80% of the exact same securities, just maybe in a little different weights. So if those securities had a bad day, it would take down the income fund and the growth fund
right.
in their portfolio.
Yep.
And people were just shocked by that, because the name income and the name growth makes it seem like it'd be in separate things and it's owned by the same fund companies. So you'd think their income portfolio and their growth portfolio would look completely different. But they
or at
didn't.
Least more than 80%, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And so they couldn't understand why a correction in the market hurt them that badly, because they thought they were well diversified. And so when you do look at that overlap reports, it can be kind of shocking.
Yeah. Well, the adverse side of knowing what you're paying, Bree, and we were talking about, you know, making sure that you kind of understand the financial products that you're paying for, is that in an analogy with our retirement grocery store, is that the cheapest option isn't always the best. You know, a lot of times when you're at the grocery store, you say, well, I'll get, you know, this, it's the knockoff of the name brand. And sometimes that's fine, but sometimes the cheapest option isn't always the best. You do get what you pay for from time to time.
Exactly. Sometimes generics are not quite as good as the named brand. And it's the same way in the financial services industry. Sometimes you're paying way more than you should be paying for no reason, because of hidden fees in mutual funds or variable annuities or advisory fees that are higher maybe than what the market deems. Other times, you may want to pay a little bit more. Sometimes, especially in this industry, in my opinion, cheapest isn't always best. In that, what are you getting for that knowledge? What are you getting for the fee you're paying? A lot of times, some of the lower feed, at least from what I've seen, the lowered feed robo-advisors or that type of thing, you're not getting a lot of the financial coaching. You're not getting the education. And it comes at a price.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, I don't have a problem paying for something like that. I don't have a problem paying for a service or a product if I'm getting a good value for what I'm paying for. And I think people certainly want to, or at least they should be expecting that when it comes to their financial products and their financial service, because everything's going to have a fee. And I know that there are people who sometimes come in to your office and they'll say, oh yeah, I pay zero fees. And you know that's not the case when you start digging. They just don't realize some of the fees that they're paying. And it's okay to pay a fee because there's no free rides, as they say, but just know that you're getting a good value for the fee that you are paying.
Exactly. Why are you paying it? What's the why? What are you getting out of it? And know that. There's a lot of times, you're right, people come in here and say, I'm not paying anything. And then we look at their statement and I can show them where they're paying for stuff or inside the prospectus. And then they're blown away by how much they're paying. And the financial world is so confusing for people that a lot of times the questions that they want to ask or to put the financial plan together and to really work together, I'll say this. Bargain toilet paper for me is a no-go. Generic bargain toilet paper
one, yeah.
For me is a no-go. I like my Charmin. I will pay for more for my Charmin because you get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And really, it's the same way with a lot of different industries. You get what you pay for. And if you're willing to stake your financial future on, you know, a generic, that's not something I'm willing to do.
Yeah. Back in the day, do you remember the Yugo car back in the late 80s, early 90s? There, the car that came over from Yugoslavia, they called it the Yugo.
Yep. I don't see a lot of those on the highway.
No, you
anymore.
Don't see them at all anymore. That's right. You know, same kind of thing, right? It was an incredibly cheap car, and there was a reason for that, you know. So you want to sometimes make sure that cheapest isn't always the best option. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed your time here with us on the Financial Flight Plan podcast, as we kind of did a little analogy to going to the retirement grocery store. But if you really you need to sit down and just make sure that you are headed in the right direction, you have all these puzzle pieces working together, because there are a number of these pieces. It's one thing to shift from the accumulation phase to the preservation phase in retirement, because, you know, as we're growing our wealth, that's a little bit easier sometimes, especially for the DIYer. But when you hit retirement stage, it's a different ballgame. You really want to make sure that you're working with a coach, you're working with a certified financial planner, a professional, to just really make sure that all these pieces are going to work together. And that's what Tim and Bree do at Estes Financial Services. You've been doing this for a long time, and it's certainly a good thing to make sure you have a coach on your side, right, Bree?
Exactly. You want to make sure your portfolio is not full of a bunch of junk food, you know, the junk food aisle. You want to make sure you've got some fruits and vegetables and a well-rounded grocery shopping cart.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Financial Flight Plan with Bree Reyes. Don't forget, reach out to him if you need to. If you have some questions about that financial meal, 817-444-8402, 817-444-8402, or check him out online, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Estes Financial, estesfinancial.net. Bree, as always, thanks for being here with me. Have a good time doing these analogies with you.
Me, you too. Now, for everybody else, go out and lead an abundant life.